The Food and Drugs Authority, FDA, has warned prospective importers to be wary of unwholesome beef produced in Zambia and to immediately halt any processes to get the beef into Ghana. The beef is said to contain high concentrations of aromatic aldehydes, a chemical used to embalm dead bodies. In an interview with Radio Ghana, the head of biosafety and animal production, Kofi Esel, said the chemical is highly dangerous to human health and can cause cancer. He cautioned the public against importation, sale and distribution of any beef product from Zambia.
Company in Zambia called ZambiPL has been implicated in, let me call it, fraudulent act through the preservation of the meat with a chemical which is not allowed in the food industry. And so, by that act, they are exposing unsuspecting consumers to food safety risk. Now, this chemical that they were found to be using happens to be a potential carcinogen. In other words, it's a chemical that can cause cancer. And so, by using that chemical in preserving the food, consumers who ingest this food will be introducing this cancer-causing chemical into their system. And with time, you accumulate this product over a period of time. And if they had not been caught, what we say is that they would have been doing this thing over a long time. And if someone gets used to the product and keeps using the product over a long period of time, the exposure alone in itself is what is going to cause the cancer. And so people will develop where cancer is becoming very rampant among the population. And you do not have, what we call it, the facility to do that. Then what will going to happen is that, well, people are going to die. And that we don't want these things to happen. That's why we are bringing this information to the attention of the consuming public. Zambia products, fortunately for us, have not been found on our markets in Ghana. And so it is more of a proactive measure that we have adopted so that we can warn or forewarn consumers that there's this potential risk out there. We've not found a products on the market, but it doesn't rule out that we may not get people who will travel to Zambia, for example, and be using the products. Ghanaians travel. And so if a Ghanaian is traveling to Zambia, he needs to know that this is a danger associated with consumption of that product in that country. Fortunately for us, because Zambia in itself is a member of the WTO and other international bodies, they are obliged by international protocol to bring this to the attention of their trading partners or members of the bloc so that they can also warn their population of this imminent danger. Ghana would have done the same if we had a situation like that. And so it's only appropriate that they did that. They did give us the information, and then we have put that information out there so that consumers will know exactly what the problem is and how to go about their day-to-day culinary activities, not using product of that company if you find it anywhere.
But there's this reality that when people bring such product into the country, they will just peel off their packages and repackage it. So what other steps are you taking, apart from bringing this out release, informing us of the dangers, to ensure that we don't have such a situation?
It is not a very simple practice for you to be peeling off the original labels on the product and then relabel them in the first place. At the port, you are bringing in such a consignment, and definitely the Food and Drugs Authority will get to know. And then by bringing this to the attention of the general public, what we have also done is that we have informed officially, unofficially, all other state agencies involved in the control of these products. And so staffs will be on the lookout for any product of that sort. So there's no way you can run through with any of such product from Zambia PLC, bring it to the country, take it off. Unless probably you take it off somewhere else and then you bring it in. But then if you're bringing in such a product into the country, once you go through the registration process, we will find out somehow. And then who knows? Something may click and then we may get to the bottom of it. So it's only an advice to consumers. We are intensifying on our surveillance activities. We are intensifying our port controls. And so it is not advisable to anyone to attempt to do anything of the sort.
That was the head of biosafety and animal production at the FDA, Kofi Esel.